Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, October the 15th, 2020, 18 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Sean Kraft this morning. And now, I told you for an hour that we're going to get into it. And you know what? Here's the reason we're going to get into it about yesterday's story. This is not about rehashing what happened yesterday, but several things have happened since yesterday when this all happened that I want to acknowledge. And what I'm talking about is the River Valley football story. Now, here is the story as we have it, and I'm going to use this as vague terms as I can. On Tuesday night, an email was sent to River Valley parents saying that there might have been an issue with the football team in regard to COVID-19. So on Wednesday, keep your kids home if they're involved in the football program. Practice is canceled for Wednesday. And don't buy tickets when the window opens Wednesday morning for Friday's game because we can't refund the tickets. That's what happened. Now, when we got that message, I did not run with that story on Tuesday night because it was only one person, and I thought the school would issue something, and I didn't think it was my place. Well, by the time we got in here on Wednesday morning, I'd gotten two more messages about it. So I knew it was true, and I also had the superintendent's email that was sent out to everybody saying exactly that. Don't buy tickets, practice is canceled, so on and so forth. So we wrote a story that we put up on the internet saying that the season may be over because of this, and that there may be as many as 50 to 70 kids, but we don't have the numbers, we said that in the story, quarantining today because of this, and that River Valley had a game scheduled for Friday night, and that we'll give you more information when we get it. Okay, 2 hours later, we got more information that what had actually happened was there were two students, football players, and there was one coach who tested positive for COVID, but the health department did public tracing, contact tracing, and they found that six football players had come in contact, plus the two that were infected. So six players have to quarantine. So that's eight missing players altogether, two positive and eight who are quarantining, and one coach, but they're going to play Friday. And we put that up as soon as we got that story. Okay, people lost their mind yesterday. People went insane. We were reporting false information. We didn't get a press release from the school. We didn't check with the school. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. You can call me any name you want. I've been called names before. This ain't the first time. But a lot of people were also very positive. And by the way, the three people who gave me the information were very reliable sources. And I'm not going to say who they were, but they're reliable, and I knew that. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think the sources were reliable. So, this is what happens. Yesterday, I get a message from... people are still commenting on this story, by the way. I get a message from a friend of mine who was at the gym yesterday, who said they were arguing about it at the gym, that one person was downing me. By the way, this person works at another radio station. This person was downing me, and the person who attacked me first on Facebook was from another radio station. So just keep that in the back of your mind. So it's even going on at the gym. But this person defended me at the gym. So I want to thank that. I know they listen from time to time. So that person, thank you so much for defending me. You didn't have to do it, trust me, but I appreciate it. People who come to your defense when they don't have to, that's a friend. Okay? So there you go. Now, say all that to say this. This is where it went even further in this drama. And I hate to be in this drama, by the way. But I came in this morning and there was an answering machine message from an official at River Valley School. Not going to say who, because I don't operate that way. I don't believe in saying names. But please call this person. Okay? So I did. Called him this morning before I went on the air. So I called this official, and I said, I wasn't sure why I was calling, because they didn't say in the message. Got through to the person, and the person said, I want to talk to you about your story. Okay, we can talk about it. So, they started off by saying, your story isn't exactly correct. Now, their initial problem with it was, we used the word quarantining yesterday. They didn't like that. Okay. And then they said, your numbers aren't exactly right. So, I pulled up the story, and I said on the phone this morning, I said, we said these numbers might not be exact, but here's what we think they are. And I said, to be correct, what are the numbers? This person wouldn't give me the numbers. I asked three times in the conversation for the numbers. They wouldn't give me the original numbers. Now, they gave me the numbers that were finally released. And here's the problem with this, and I hate to say that, very nice person this morning. It was not a bad conversation at all. It was a perfectly legitimate conversation. But there are two problems I have with it. Number one, I said, how did you know about this? Well, I'll tell you how it all started. It started because he said, I wish you print a retraction. I said, we did 18 hours ago. I said, Facebook is time stamped. If you go to Facebook, you will see that the retraction was 18 hours ago. And I read the retraction. Well, it wasn't the retraction, the update. He said, would you update it? And I said, it was updated 18 hours ago. As soon as we got the updated information. And clearly he hadn't even looked at the page. Which told me in my mind that he'd never seen the original post, that somebody had sent it to him. Okay? Because that's what it would say to you, wouldn't it?
Right.
Okay, so that's number one problem. And then he looked at that. They had nothing to say about that. That we had posted an update 18 hours ago before this phone call. Okay, so there's that. And he had no problem with that. And then number two was that I said, who sent this to you? He did admit somebody sent it to him. And he would not say that. So, here's the thing. I understand that they wanted us to check with them first. That's fine. But here's the problem. Number one, there are questions he wouldn't answer. He wouldn't tell, still won't tell me the exact number of the students. Clearly did not look at the update and would not tell me who sent him the original story. Now, what is the difference? You know, this is what would have happened if I would have called the school. They wouldn't have told me anything. That's why you have sources. Okay? You know, and he said, well, you should have waited for us. I said, well, have you issued a press release yet? I mean, this is, no. If we were waiting for press releases, there still isn't one. We still wouldn't have the story out. And this has been resolved 18 hours ago. So that's where we are on this particular story. Now, that being said, Sean, what would you like to say about it?
You know, I understand the pandemic has everybody worried and has everybody up in arms and, you know, whatever. But we've got to all work together. I mean, who cares who tells who's what, as long as people's aware of what's going on. You know, obviously, if I have a children that's I don't care if it's River Valley, Ridgedale, or whatever school, I would like to know if my child is protected or not. Certainly, if they're playing sports and they're playing against another team, If I was the opposite team, I would want to know, hey, you know, are they all, you know, good to play? So all this pandemic and all these people, you know, giving their opinions and nonsense and all this, who cares? The information's out there. Everybody deserves to know it. But if you don't get the right information, well,
let me say two things about this.
You know,
in my opinion. Okay, number one, anybody who knows anything about news, anybody, knows that news, the definition of news, by the way, is the best obtainable version of the story at that time.
Right.
It's not always right the first time you get it out. And I would not claim that our stories are always right the first time we put them out.
No, I mean, Channel 10, Fox News, they're all wrong. Nobody's perfect. I mean, yeah, sometimes you just get the wrong version, and sometimes you have to retract. I mean, it's because some people just don't give you the right information to start with.
Right, but does it mean nobody made the story up.
Right.
It's not tabloid, okay? Right. And to my knowledge, still to this moment, not one person has told me what's wrong with the story. Now, they've criticized it for not calling the school. They've criticized it for not getting a press release. They've criticized it for those reasons. But yet, they've never told me what in the story is not right.
Well, like you said, go back to the press release. If you wait on to a press release,
we'd still be waiting.
It would still be waiting, and the other news sources would pick it up before you do. See, the object of the game is news sources wants to have the news first. We want to, you know, you want to have it first to give it out to the people. Now, is it their fault for not releasing the news press long time ago? I don't know. Why didn't they? I have no idea why either. But people need to stop being so criticizing and just work together and try to solve this pandemic instead of making it worse.
You know, the thing about it is, what was so, you know what? I'll give you an example. We report on traffic crashes here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we get everybody's name and everybody's age that's involved in a traffic crash. And you know what? I make a decision when I report that story. If that person's underage, I don't say their name. Because I don't think it's relevant to the story at all. Why say their name? What's the point? Okay? So that's responsible. But you got to report the traffic crash. That's news. Nobody's name was used in that story yesterday. We did not say who the positive kids were. We didn't say who the positive coach was. We didn't say who any of the football. We didn't mention a football player's name, period, in the story. We didn't mention a coach's name, period, in the story. We didn't mention our source. We didn't mention an administrator. So saying that kids at River Valley had contracted COVID and that the football team was being asked to stay home yesterday and that the game might not happen Friday is the truth. What about that story is so evil that people flip out?
Honestly, I really don't know. I mean, I read the story back and forth, and I didn't see any wrong. I mean, you just did an open source. I mean, you did an open source with your words. You wasn't saying this is confirmed. This is not confirmed. This is the information that we have right now. And I mean, I read the story myself. But some people, when they read things, there's certain people out there, they read in it too hard, and they don't look at the actual truth. And that is part of the problem, because people just take stuff out of content way too much. And that's what's wrong with America, because people want to criticize and jump the gun before they even know the truth. And we're not going to solve this pandemic by people panicking and going on social media and lashing out.
You know what? I understand why the people at River Valley probably would not want that story out.
I understand.
I get it.
I understand.
I understand that totally. But what I don't understand is, I don't have a student at River Valley. I don't I don't go to River Valley. I have no connection to River Valley. I would have known nothing had the story not come to me by three different people. Not just one, by three.
Right.
So there you go.
Well, hopefully it all settles down and it all, you know, gets fixed and those kids are all okay and the coaches and whoever
got... Did people really care? I mean, honestly, aside from the parents of the football students, aside from the people who might have been affected, which of course they care, but they knew. All those people got the email long before that story was ever reported. So who was panicked?
I don't know. That's what I was reading the story yesterday. I really didn't understand why it was considered a panic thing.
Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Good.
Good. I think part of the problem might be embarrassment by River Valley. Where is the press release? Where is the attention to the community as to we've got some sick kids here? It sounds like some of it revolves around we've got a team playing a big football game and we want to be there. And that's my read on it. I could be totally wrong, but, you know, football is big money for these schools, and it's important to a lot of parents getting their kids from the college, too. So I'm saddened by it. COVID's killing people and making people sick. And yet, River Valley was irresponsible with their, you know, telling the community.
Well, it's interesting because I can understand why. I really can. I can jump in their shoes, and I can understand why they probably did not want that in the media, and that's fine. But
they had a choice.
That's right. And we're not supposed to be liked. I mean, this idea that all news people are supposed to be loved, well, if you want to be loved, you know, go bake cakes. Because that's not the deal here. Sometimes the news we report is not popular. Do you think when the night before somebody's house burns down or your brother's killed in a car accident and we're reporting it on the news the next day, do you think they like that? Do you think Judge Warner liked us talking about him and his hit and skip? Do you think he liked that? Probably not, but it's news.
And it's the responsibility of the school, if you've got sick kids, to let people know. What if one of those kids were around someone who lived with grandma who has COPD, and now grandma gets sick and dies? It's the responsibility of the school to let people know, you know, we've got sick kids here.
Well, what?
And why aren't they quarantining the football team for 2 weeks? So that's the game. I don't get it.
Well, there's a question. See, the thing of it is, to me, that I am completely confused about. The email was sent out Tuesday night to, imagine, every parent who had a student. I mean, there were a ton of people who got that. There were people who I know who didn't have students who got that email. It's not like we...
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like we were telling the people at River Valley. You know, I don't quite understand that. Now, the people at the other schools, well, maybe they didn't know. But I don't know how it affected them. So it's not like people at River Valley didn't know this was going on. They knew Tuesday night when a mass email was sent out from the school. And I've seen that email that was sent to me by one of our sources. And, you know, you can walk it back all you want, but... It was there. It was sent out Tuesday night. And in that email, they said, don't buy tickets tomorrow because we don't know what's going to happen. And the window opens at 11 o'clock Wednesday morning and we can't refund your money. So that's what was in the email. If that doesn't sound...
Why are they opening the window?
Well, there's another good question. I don't know.
We've got sick kids with COVID, but we're going to still sell tickets. But don't buy them. Wouldn't you walk that back and just not open the window?
And this this is a question that a lot of people have, and I don't know the answer. And the problem was, this was the problem, because the big thing they tried to ding us on was, you didn't call the school. And that's what the official from the school was trying to ding me on this morning was, you didn't call us first. And in the future, could you please call us first? Well, okay. You know, did you send out a press release? Did you try to call us? Did you give me any information this morning when I was asking for it? That's why that doesn't happen sometimes.
Right, and you already had source material with the email, so...
Well, it was sad to me. It was sad to me that one of the early questions in this conversation this morning was, why didn't you print an update? And I had to point out to this person that we did 18 hours ago. So they didn't even know that.
Why didn't... You know, we'd go back and forth on this. Why didn't they contact you then, the school contact you? It's just ridiculous. I believe that the school had a responsibility to tell the community as well, outside the school, and I feel that the game should be canceled. It's not worth infecting more people, but...
Well, and I do, and
it
I
is
would,
what it is.
And I would like to say, you know, in this conversation, that had we been wrong, had we found out, I would be the first here to say that this morning. I would have been the first to put it on the internet yesterday and say we got it wrong and this is right. But I have yet to this moment to hear what we got wrong.
Yeah, well, people are people, and you know that. So, I mean, just. There's some people that are not going to ever agree with what you do. So,
no employee of the month for me this month.
No, not at all, but a pat on the back for doing your job.
Hey, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. And I don't want to be self-serving here, but we just got a message via social media. Kudos to you, Scott Spears, for reporting the news. RV botched up and got caught. And that's from social media, so there you go. What do you think, Sean?
They got botched up?
Well, that's not what I said. That's what we got on social media.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
Well, you know, like I said, we all need to work together and try to get this all fixed.
And let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you there? Are you there, caller?
Scott?
Yes.
Brenda hit the nail on the head, I think. From everything I'm hearing, it sounds like River Valley just didn't want this information out there. They don't want people knowing they've got a big game coming up. And what blows me away is that they are going to continue on with this game. That, to me, is the bigger story here. And that just, you know, like Brenda said, lives are at stake. People may not be dying, but people are still suffering. And these are our kids. What are we doing?
Well, it's interesting. I will say this. As a news person, as a journalist, I have no judgment on if they should play or not tomorrow night. But I think it's fair that the community asked that question. It's a fair question. And I think maybe this is the question they did not want to answer, which is why they did not like the story.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is... Football is a contact sport. I mean, these are kids are coming in direct contact with other kids, and it's just, it's so risky, and I think it's not worth, you know, a risk worth taking to keep our kids safe, and it just, the whole thing just kind of stinks to me, and I think you handled it with class. You handled it perfectly. I see nothing wrong with what you did, releasing the information, and if people want to get caught up in the numbers, who cares about the numbers? The fact is there are infected kids, coaches, that's a fact, and why they're not quarantining and canceling a game, it just blows my mind.
It's an interesting perspective, and I thank you for giving it to us.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What do you think, Sean?
You know, again, you know, I have to agree, you know, we got to protect, somehow we got to protect the kids. Did they test every kid on the football team right now? I don't know. And every teacher, I don't know. I certainly don't know how long this virus takes to get in your system. because I really never researched that. So was it could be in your system for a while before you start having symptoms? I don't know. So, but definitely we need to protect our children.
Well, this is a new thing that we do in society. Blame the media.
Yeah.
Not the problem. Blame the media. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning. Am I speaking to the one and only Scott Scoop Spears?
Yeah, something like that. How's it going?
The fact that I've named you that indicates what side I take. I mean, it's a biased opinion, obviously, but a couple callers ago, you reported a story, and you had, you know, complete credibility, and they shifted gears. I don't see what the issue is. You're keeping people posted on a sensitive topic, and we don't do anything at this station unless we know that we're putting out the truth. I mean, we do pepper our opinion, but this wasn't really an opinionated issue at hand. And I don't see what the problem is. People are covering their tracks, and that'll happen. And, you know, we got the politicians doing that. Well, other organizations do also. So, you know, you have two nicknames with me, Scott. You know, the It's, of course, or the It's, and now you also have Scott Scoop Spears.
Well,
you know, I love alliterations. So, you know, keep scooping, and we are people of multiple talents here. Maybe you need to wear a detective's cap.
Well,
just further dig into these stories there, because I thought it was great journalism, and we're the ones that should be, you know, again, biased opinion, obviously, but we're the ones that should be getting the pats on the back.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you for the call.
Are you thinking that, are people, you know, kidding aside, are people, you think, siding with what I'm saying, or did they feel that you did report something and jump the gun a little bit? I don't see that at all. I mean, if I would have thought that, I would have told you. I would have, you know me, I would have called you, and I would have told you. I didn't see that at all. I think it was handled perfectly.
No, I you know what I think it is? I think the people involved with the school and people who are tired of COVID right now probably don't like it because it falls into that narrative. But I think people in general who listen to this station, they know that I'm certainly not going to lie to you. I'm not going to come to you with wrong facts. And if I do, I'm going to tell you. And had I found anything wrong with that story, I would be here this morning telling you. And I am not going to say the person who called me this morning from River Valley, even though they didn't say not to say their name. I'm not going to, because I think that's low level. I think that's not necessary. It's not germane to this story. And I also think that the call I got yesterday during the break saying that haven't those kids been through enough and why did you do this? And when I asked the person's name, they hung up on me. Unfortunately, they called from a caller ID that had their name on it. Now, I didn't come back on the air and say their name, even though they were not nicest to me, but that's journalism. We're not supposed to be loved. That's the way it is.
There's the credibility. Yeah, we're in the caller ID age, and the idea of making calls and thinking you're anonymous, well, those days are over. So, but anyway, Scott, I just thought about this. I've debuted a new name for you. Your new name, you ready for this? This is one of the best monikers ever. You are now VITTSS, the interviewer to the stars, Scott Scoop Spears.
Thank you.
The ITTSS. Is that, what do you think, Sean Kraft? Is that one of the best monikers ever given to a radio personality?
Oh, absolutely. Perfect.
I wish I could think of a better one for myself, but yeah, I think patting myself on the back of it, I have outdone myself, and I found the moniker for the ages. So keep up the great journalism, Scott, and of course I'll be listening, because whose brain and ears wouldn't want to be stimulated by such a fine radio host like yourself?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, and again, you know what? I love River Valley. Let me just say that unequivocally. River Valley has done many nice, I never went there, but they've done many nice things for me over the years. I like them. And also, I thank my sources who did a lot of this. Thank you, sources, for giving me the information. That's how journalism works. Good journalism. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, we have, as a community, a right to know what's going on. And anybody that's listened to this radio station for any length of time knows that you go out of your way to give an unbiased, honest news broadcast. We trust you. Your listeners, we know what's up. We know we could trust you. And some people just don't like, you know, to be put in the hot seat, you know, especially if they think it makes them look bad or whatever the case may be. But these are people's, like the other caller said, this is people's lives. I mean, maybe we're not all dropping off like flies, but, I mean, even if you just get sick or you, we don't know what could happen if we get this. You know, that's kind of like fear of the unknown type thing. That's a little scary. But...
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but you know what, and I didn't want to do the, you know, this is nice, nope, everybody likes a good compliment, I wouldn't, you know, say I didn't like it, but, you know, I got a lot of hate mail yesterday, too, got a lot of hate calls.
You're always in the tabloids.
So, here's the thing, you know, you don't go into this to be loved, and you don't go into this to be hated.
Exactly,
you
exactly, and you're never going to win all the people over, so don't even worry about that. There's some people that... You just can't, no matter what you do, it's never good enough, so you just can't worry about that. But I think the majority of us, we're right here behind you, and you're doing a great job, and we have a right to know what's going on. So keep doing what you're doing, Scott.
But thank you, Scott, I appreciate
it. Scott the Scoop Spear.
Stay well, stay well. Bye-bye.
There you go. 740-383-9944. Okay, Sean, come in.
Your new nickname.
The Scoop.
The Scoop.
You know, and but I do want to say, the thing of this is not about River Valley at all. I love River Valley. I truly do. If you run into me, I will tell you that I love River Valley. They have done many nice things for me over the years. I have had a good relationship with them. I never went there as a student. I've never been a teacher there, but I do like the school. I think the school district does very well. And I do think they have the best interest of their students at heart. I really do. I don't think they don't. So don't take this as that. What this is it's a news story. And you know what? I hate to say it. I don't have that thing because I like you that I'm not going to tell the truth. Now, as a friend, I'll defend you. As a journalist, I'm going to report the truth. Now, I'll come to you first. I'll come to you, and I'll say, is it true? But, you know, I'm going to report the truth.
Well, you know, a lot of it is, too, this pandemic, nobody's ever been through this before. And everybody's freaked out about it, you know, because you don't know who has what and who does have it, you know. And, you know, if you run into somebody, you don't know if somebody has it or not, or maybe, like, have symptoms, but it's not has the full virus yet or whatever. So it's just one of those things that we all have to work together to try to, you know, the government has to work with us and everything and try to get this virus killed, I guess.
Exactly. And again, this is another thing we do. We don't screen these calls. Nobody set up these calls this morning. If you want to call in, that's what we are here for. This is an educational informational station. And sometimes education and information are not always
fun.
Popular. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, we got about 12 minutes left. 740-383-9944. And tomorrow, we will talk no more about this story unless something else happens. They're going to play tomorrow night. And I would also like to say that we have covered this season, River Valley, long before this, more than any other school. We have not had anybody else on from another school. We had a River Valley football player on. We announced last week when the River Valley record was broken on the football field. We have given their scores every week. We've done the Friday night show. It's not like we have any bias toward River Valley at all.
Right. No, we're a fair team. Through all the schools, you know, if another school had an issue, we would broadcast the other school. It's not like you said, you're just picking on one school. It's just this was the news at the time.
Well, that's right. And you know what? When Tracy Kinsler was on Tuesday, the health commissioner, we talked about Hayes being closed down in the city school. This is not, you know, it's news. I certainly don't have anything against the Marion City schools,
right.
But it's news.
Right. And everybody knows that Marion County numbers are up right now. We're back in the red, and obviously we're not doing something correctly. So we need to do something to get out of the red. I don't know what it is, but we all need to work together to do something.
Well, I'm not sure. See, what I thought last night, if this wasn't a sports story, if this was strictly a COVID story, mm-hmm. would it have been so angry? Would the official have called from the school if it wasn't a sports story?
Probably not.
If it was just students.
Because it's a big Friday night deal going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you catch the brunt. But again, I want to say that official who called this morning, we didn't have an argument.
Yeah.
It was a very cordial conversation. It was not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
hopefully, like I said, that we all can, you know, hopefully, you know, hopefully the kids and the coaches get feeling better. Hopefully they don't have the full blown virus. Maybe they get on medicine and get rid of it. So I, you know. Definitely.
I would just like to say, in regard to this whole thing, you know, let's hope those kids and that coach get better.
Yeah.
And let's hope those six kids who are quarantining get better.
Right.
Or don't get it.
Right.
You know? Listen, we are in a city right now where this has happened. We do have Hays closed in the Marion City Schools. We do have the... Mayor is under quarantine right now. Now, he's tested negative, but it's because there was a case at City Hall. And, by the way, there was a case at the Board of Elections, which was on the front page of the Marion Star yesterday. So, it's not like this is uncommon right now.
Right. No, it's not just Marion County. The numbers are going up all over Ohio and all over the other countries. And I'm in cities and states or whatever. But... we're in our own area, so we want to focus on our local area. We want to make our local area feel safe. And the only way we could do that is all the community has to come together and follow the health rules that the health department that are trying to put in place instead of breaking them. You know, maybe we should go to full mask everywhere you go. I don't know.
Well, and I also want to say this again. If you disagree with what we did, that's fine too. You don't have to call in and agree with us.
Right.
740-383-9944. The phone line is always open both ways. Agree or disagree.
Absolutely.
Or anything else on your mind. 740-383-9944. About 8 minutes left in the program today. Feel free to call in. If you get to busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. To me, it wasn't that big a story. That's the funny thing. When I initially put it up, I never dreamed that it would blow up that big.
It's because people thought you wrote the story incorrectly. That's what started it all.
Right, but you know, most stories don't get a whole lot of attention like that.
Yeah.
You know, that got a lot of attention. I don't know what the views are on that right now, but it is a magnificently large story. I mean, well, let's see here. Just in 24 hours, that story has been seen by over 23,000 people.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. And, you know, we have people in China.
Florida.
Florida. I think we have some people in
Texas, Arizona.
Connecticut.
All over. New York.
New York. Yeah.
All over the place listening.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know, and again, this is just a journalism 101 for anybody who wants to be a journalism. You're not always going to get it right.
Right.
Not that I think we got it wrong here. I'm still waiting to hear if we got it wrong. But you're not always going to get it right. Just fix it if you do get it wrong. And number two, you're not supposed to be loved. When you ask tough questions of school districts, politicians, they're not going to love you, okay? That's just the way it goes. They're not supposed to love you. Now, you want to maintain an admirable relationship where, you know, they will talk to you. You don't want to be rude to them. But if the question has to be asked, it has to be asked.
Right. Well, maybe one of the school officials needs to come on the radio and talk to the community, because we're open to the community. We're education. And tell them exactly what happened then. Maybe that'll clear their name and clear the airwaves. Say, hey, this is what happened. You know, we wasn't fast enough or whatever it was. and that'll help. That'll help. That'll help settle this community's anger, I think, maybe.
Here is something that's happened to journalism. There has been this thing, and I'm not just saying it's happening here in Marion, it's happening all over the place, where people want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be. They go into this to be recognized and to be loved and to get awards and do all that. And when that's your motivation for what you're doing, is that a good motivation? I don't think it is. You're certainly not going to do your best journalism by wanting to be loved. And I think that's what's happened. I think all these people, I think they would keep a story. I hate to say that.
Yeah.
I think there are media outlets in this town who would err on the side of keeping it from the public.
To be friends.
To be friends with the people who are having the problem.
Absolutely.
And you know what? That's not journalism. Now, if you want to do that, get a job at Arby's. And you can do that.
Yeah.
But don't go on the air and profess to be any kind of a news organization if you can't do that.
Exactly, because you have to give good news. Sometimes you have to give bad news. And, you know, and a lot of people don't like to hear bad news, but that's just the way it goes. I mean, you have to report both ways.
Right. And again, I'm still not sure why this was a bad story.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I don't think it was a bad story. I just think it was people read in it too hard. They read it in too hard. To me, I don't think it was a bad story, Scott. I just think people read into it too much. All you did is inform the community. That's all you did. And that's what we need. That's what we're here for, is for our community.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because in general, if you ask somebody in Marion, they will tell you, we have no news anymore. Yeah. Oh, the Marion Star's 3 pages, I'm not taking the subscription anymore, and nobody reports the news anymore. But when you do, look what happens.
Right. And now the Marion Star's, one page now, maybe, if that?
I don't know. You know, I don't want to criticize the Marion Star because I think they're doing the best with what they can. They are a corporation.
No, I wasn't criticizing them.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying you were. No, I'm just saying the criticism they get is that they don't do local news and that they are a small paper. I don't want to say that because they're owned by a corporation, and they don't make the personnel decisions. Yeah. So those reporters who are over there are working hard, trying to do the best. They don't decide how many pages the paper is. They don't decide how many hours they get paid a week to go do the work they do. So I give them credit, the same thing for any corporately owned radio station. But if you know a story and you know it's true and you hide it, I'm not sure what that says about you.
Right.
Because you're in the news business. You know, I don't quite understand that. If you're hiding it to keep friends, then okay, whatever.
Right.
You know, I guess that's what you... I guess you're not really operating in the public interest. You know, the FCC, one of their main goals in operating broadcast outlets like this in the beginning was that you broadcast in the public interest.
Right.
Right. And being in the public interest is reporting the news. Now, some people want to be loved, so they'll never give their thoughts on anything.
Right.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hide it all you want, but the truth always is the truth, and the truth will, in the end, set you free.
That's right. That's right. That's in the movie.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, let's hope.
Truth will set you free.
But we certainly thank all the phone calls this morning, and we certainly thank everybody who made a comment, and we thank everybody who chimed in on this, because it's interesting to hear from the list. Oh, we'll take one more call here before we go off the air. Maybe this will be the... Let's see what this is. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, when I was worked for Marion City Schools, I was in the lunchroom. I had a phone call, went over to the office, and they said it was for somebody, and they had a code. It was either a letter or 3 or 4 words when they called from one school to the other. That's what they did. I don't know how anybody else does it. So.
It's you know, and that should be right, don't you think? We gotta let people know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
Thank you for being on this morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And I will be on tomorrow morning as well. Glenn Coble coming up next. Sean, thanks for coming in.
Yes.
And you may be back tomorrow night.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for much more here on WWGH Radio.
Who he will support in the 2016 presidential election.
Yeah, so your support would be with Trump?
I think that's what I would do. I think that that's where I would go.
To Scott Spears at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, with conservative legend Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live at www.wgh1071.